Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. And it is another beautiful morning. It's a little warm. It's about 70 degrees right now. So if you are going to do anything today that involves being outdoors, maybe you're like Mary, you're going to take a walk, now is the time to do it because it's going to get a lot muggier, a lot warmer as the day progresses. But I was reading something that said the temperature is expected to, well, the heat wave is expected to kind of taper off by the time the Celtics have their parade on Friday. There's still a chance of rain when the parade kicks off at TD Garden at 11 a.m. on Friday, but it'll be 80 degrees, which I know sounds like, what, 80 degrees? I'm going to go stand in downtown Boston. Well, not downtown, but I'm going to go stand in Boston in the North End at 80 degrees. But considering the fact that they're going to be in the 90s for the next couple of days, that's going to be a welcome relief. So some of you may be planning on heading to the parade on Friday, rolling rally, whatever they're going to call it. And if you do so, you can send us photos and videos on the WBSM app. We'd love to see them. We can share them out with our audience and give you credit. But some folks might not be able to get the day off of work, especially since, you know, today may be a holiday for you with it being Juneteenth. And this is now not only a state holiday, but a federal holiday. So if you heard Phil mention, you know, banks, school, all that stuff going on today, all that stuff closed. And it's going to be a day of celebration for some and of reflection for others. And certainly we welcome calls on both of those, 508-996-0500. We can talk some more about what we were discussing yesterday regarding the New Bedford High School plan to restrict cell phone use. We can talk about something that Barry was discussing yesterday, which is, you know how we were talking last week about how the New Bedford City Council was going to repeal the bag ban in the city so that single-use plastic bags could be back in stores, and that some of the councilors said, you know, we feel like this is something that should be banned on the state level and it's not up to us to do it. Well, that just happens to be what's going on right now. The state legislature is looking to do that. They're looking to ban those plastic bags. They're looking to require places to ask if you want a straw before giving you one, which, whatever, not a big deal to me. I don't get worked up over whether or not they ask me if I want a straw. Would you like a straw? Sure. I mean, how many other things do they ask if you would like? What's one more? And I'd rather that they ask me because that means that they remembered. I find it far more annoying to drive away from a drive-thru and realize I wasn't given a straw than to be asked if I would like a straw. Also, for the longest time, I kept a bunch of straws in my car. I'd have like four or five of them over my, you know, in my visor because of the number of times that I would get, you know, a coffee or something, iced coffee, and they would forget to give me a straw. And, you know, I understand when you're getting like fast food at the drive-thru, you're getting like a value meal. Because they put the straw in the bag, and sometimes they forget to put the straw in the bag, and then you drive away and you've got your, you know, your cheeseburger, your fries. You don't have a straw for your drink, though. Like, I can understand that mistake. I can never understand when all you're getting is like an iced coffee, and they hand you the coffee in a cup that clearly needs a straw, but don't give you the straw. And, you know, they're not the dumb ones here in that situation. You're the person that drove away with the cup without getting the straw. So you're just as much at fault, if not more. So I, like I said, I don't mind being asked if I want a straw. They are going to, there's some other aspects to this that I found a little more concerning. Let me see if I can get those details for you real quick, because that's, of course, the one story I don't have up on my computer. Give me a second. And of course, that one's not on my screen either. Well, I'll find the details. But they want to start charging 10 cents for bags everywhere and use that money to help with, you know, recycling efforts. And I'll tell you, the 10 cent bag charge at Stop and Shop has changed the way that I shop, or changed the way that I check out of the grocery store. Because I'll go over there, you know, and a lot of times it's easy for me to just run across the street, grab something. So yesterday, for example, my lunch was, I always have apples. I get a bag of apples every week over there, Red Delicious. And I'll eat a couple of those during the day. But yesterday, my lunch was, I got a package of pepperoni from the, you know, big pepperoni slices from the deli, and a little bucket of seafood salad from the fish counter. That was it. I snacked on some pepperoni, and then a little bit later, I ate some of the seafood salad. And so as I'm walking out of the store, all I had was the pepperoni and the seafood salad, so I didn't get a bag. I just carried them out. I carried them in. I happened to be in my car yesterday, but normally I'm walking. So if it's a couple of items, I don't need the bag anymore. If I go into a store and I only have a couple of items, just ran in to get some toilet paper and shaving cream, I don't need a bag. And that's a big change, because before, bags annoyed me. I would have gotten a bag every time. Would you like a bag? Absolutely. Yep. Sure. Now I try to avoid it. Now I keep reusable bags in my car, and I bring those into the store with me when I'm buying a lot of stuff. The only place I don't do it is Walmart, because they have those heavier plastic bags. But then, dumbly, I'm then stuck with a bunch of those at my house that I don't want to use for anything else. So what I've been doing with them is, I've been, rather than take my clothes that I'm donating and putting them in a big bag and dropping them off, I've been using those Walmart bags and putting less clothes in, but more bags, if that makes sense. Because I know dropping those bags off at, say, Gifts to Give, they could probably reuse them. So the 10-cent bag charge is really what got me going on this. Having to pay 10 cents. I go to Savers a lot. I never get a bag at Savers. Unless I'm buying like a, you know, something heavy or big or awkward or a bunch of clothes, I never get a bag. I'm just not going to pay for it. And maybe I'm being a little bit more environmentally responsible. Because in so many of those cases, it was nothing but a convenience. It wasn't necessary. It was just easier. But I also don't want to be forced to pay 10 cents for a bag when I do need one. And that's what drives me crazy about it at Stop and Shop. You know, I'm trying to check out, trying to get out of there. How many bags do you have today? And how many people answer that honestly? Every time I press zero because I'm going to carry the items out, I keep expecting the employee that attends that area to come over and like double check that the system's going to rat me out. This guy's saying he's not taking a bag. We don't believe him. I've got a little bucket of seafood salad and a little bucket of pepperoni. I don't need a bag. Or I brought my own bags. And while people will point to these measures, these proposed measures, and say, well, what's that really going to do? If the world is so far gone with climate change and all that, supposedly, what's that going to do? What's keeping me from getting a straw going to do? And like, that's not the point. The point is that little bit will help. Will not giving out a straw to everybody keep landfills from getting filled up? Probably not. But it's something that can be done that's not a problem. It's not a big deal for somebody to just ask you if you want a straw. Some of the places don't even ask. You have to remind them, say, can you make sure you give me a straw? Like, that's the problem. That would be annoying. That's something that I don't want to see happen. But for them, somebody saying to me, would you like a straw with that? Even when it's so obvious that I would need a straw, I'm just like, yes, please. And that's it. Move on with my day. Don't no need to get worked up over that. More worked up over the 10 cents for the bags than I am over the getting asked if I want a straw. 508-996-0500. Again, we can talk about that. We can talk about Juneteenth. We can talk about the Celtics, who are on their way to Miami. And they haven't really said anything. At least I haven't seen a story yet that explains why they're going to Miami for a couple of days before they come back for the parade. But my guess is, and this is just my guess, I don't know anything, but my guess is that they probably decided when they were there in the postseason, like, let's save our fun till after we win. Let's not go out. Let's save our fun. And they got the job done, so now they're owed a couple of nights in Miami. Or maybe they just wanted to do something together as a group before departing and going their separate ways for the summer. So I have no problem with it. Let them go out and party and celebrate, and they'll be there on Friday morning at 11, because they're taking the Celtics chartered plane. The Celtics have their own team plane. So it's not like they're going to run into any issues getting a flight back home. and they'll be there for everybody on Friday. And then something else we can discuss is what happened yesterday with the 911 system going down. I think I saw the Wareham Fire Department posted first on Facebook. At least that's just who I saw first based on the algorithm. Then I saw Plymouth Police. I saw all these other departments that had posted about it. We started getting emails about it in the news email. And I started to realize, okay, this is a little bit more widespread than just, you know, one town having an issue. And then as I started trying to look into it, the alert comes out on everybody's phones. And the emergency broadcast system fires off here at the station. Oh, this is a really big deal. And thanks to social media, which I realize not everybody that has an emergency during this time period is on, but at least thanks to social media, they were able to get the word out pretty quickly about who to contact. If you, you know, since you can't call 911, if you have an emergency, here are the numbers. Because we've gotten so dependent on 911 that nobody realizes that in most towns, you know, the police can be called by dialing, you know, 1212, you know, whatever your exchange is. So like in Wareham, it was always 508-295-1212. Now that turned into a problem for me because I had a phone number that was two numbers off from the police. And it was the last two numbers. And so we would get calls all the time for people that were looking for the police that were calling my number by accident. And I had that number for probably about 10 years before I said, we don't even use this anymore. Let's just use our cell phones and then we won't get any more of those looking for the police calls. But I think that having the ability to share that info on social media, because it wasn't like they could do a reverse 911 and alert people that way. So at least it got the info out there. And of course, you know, the media picks up on it and they share it too, but you don't realize how dependent you are on that system until you have a day like yesterday. And there's still no real explanation as to what happened. At least as of this morning, I didn't see anything that thoroughly explained what went on, why the system went down. Which, of course, leads to all the conspiracy theories. Because I guess there was an issue with Amazon at the same time. So people were like, 911 is down. Amazon is down. What's going on here? It's okay. Didn't last very long. Everything's restored now. If you have an emergency, you can once again call 911. The other problem is in police departments and fire departments were having to remind people of this, which I think is ridiculous. People were trying to call 911 to test it to see if it works. Which is just dumb and irresponsible. They'll let you know when it works. They don't need you to test 911. And as one department explained, when you call 911, it gives them like a satellite ping, a GPS ping as to where you are. So they're getting all these pings that they don't know if they are real actual emergencies. And if you had dialed 911, they wouldn't have been able to communicate with you, but they would have received that ping. So here they are sitting in the dispatch, seeing these pings come up. And saying, well, do we send somebody out there? Because what if we get there and it's just somebody trying to test the system? But yet somebody else we couldn't get to and they have an actual emergency. So they can't ask you what your emergency is, but they see that you're claiming to have one. So it causes havoc. So if this 911 system goes down again, don't call it. But you can call me, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We also have App Chat and Open Line voicemails open on the WBSM app as well. But I'm going to take the first break of the morning, and we will be right back. And welcome back in. And as you are getting up this morning and the temperature starts to increase and the humidity starts to increase, if you didn't sleep with your air conditioning on overnight, you're probably going to turn it on pretty early in the day. And you're standing around thinking like, you know, like Tiger King, Joe Exotic, I'm never going to financially recover from this. But you could be in a position where you don't have to worry about turning on the air conditioning because you could be getting paid for your electricity generation instead of use, right? That's what they tell us about solar. Is it true? Well, the people to ask about that are Isaacson Solar, because they will give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions about going solar. They'll come down to your house, they'll take a look, and they will see and tell you honestly if solar is right for you. And if it's not, you'll shake hands and move on. But if it is, they'll be your partner in making sure that you get solar properly installed in your home and that it can get to the point where it is not only saving you money, but maybe even making you money. You can get paid to go solar, but you gotta get all the honest information from the professionals, the people who do it right, the people who've been doing it now for years and who will be doing it for years to come. Isaacson Solar. You can find out more information by going to isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Congress moves forward on weapon sales to Israel. A baseball Hall of Famer is dead at 93. And bad news for all you night owls.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Congress is moving forward on another sale of weapons to Israel. Two top Democrats had been holding up the sale due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons, citing, quote, indiscriminate bombing and the 37,000 deaths in Palestine. On Tuesday, both Democrats approved the $18 billion weapons package, which includes 50 F-15 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. New York's top court is declining to hear Donald Trump's appeal of the gag order in his hush money case. Lisa Taylor has more.
The court is maintaining the restrictions following his felony conviction. Trump's legal teams plan to continue fighting the gag order imposed by Judge Juan Merchan, with a ruling expected soon on a defense request to lift the order. Trump was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records related to a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. He's set to be sentenced July 11th. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A Republican lawmaker is asking YouTube if it changed some of its content moderation policies regarding firearms because of influence from Democratic officials. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan sent a letter Tuesday to YouTube's parent company, Alphabet, asking for its communications with the executive branch and other entities regarding changes to the firearms content policy. Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays is dead at the age of 93.
Say hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
The Say Hey Kid played 20-plus years, most of them with the San Francisco Giants, and made 24 All-Star teams, won two National League MVP awards, and 12 Gold Gloves. Mays' professional baseball career began in 1947 while he was still in high school, when he played briefly with the Chattanooga Choo Choos. A number of Major League Baseball franchises sent scouts to watch him play, and he later went on to play for the New York Giants, which eventually moved to San Francisco. Mays is regarded as one of the greatest baseball players of all time and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1979. The red-hot housing market may finally be showing signs of a cool-down. Rory O'Neill with more on that.
Home prices are rising at the slowest rate in nearly a year and a half. Redfin reports home prices climbed 0.3 point month over month in May. That's the smallest increase since January of last year. Prices are up 7.2% year over year, but now show signs of plateauing. Higher mortgage rates and an increase in new home listings are slowing the price gains. I'm Rory O'Neill.
The second largest school district in the nation is one step closer to banning cell phones and social media during school days. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board proposal is intended to help kids from being distracted by social media, improve learning, lessen anxiety, and clamp down on cyberbullying. And speaking of anxiety, there's bad news for night owls. A new study out of Stanford University shows that going to bed late is bad for your mental health. Researchers found that going to bed by 1 a.m. can reduce the risk of developing depression and anxiety.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-3. One more game in the series tonight up in Canada. First pitch just after 7. And the Boston Celtics will celebrate their historic 18th NBA championship with a parade Friday morning. The Duck Boats roll out just after 11 a.m. from TD Garden.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine today. We'll still continue the heat and humidity. Look for a high today in the South Coast of about 85. For tonight, partly cloudy, your low near 65. And for Thursday, the first day of summer, it's going to be warm and humid with a high near 87. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we had a story yesterday on WBSM.com and on the app that's apparently causing a little bit of controversy, and it was not intended. So yesterday someone shared a post with me and said, have you seen this, or have you followed up on this at all? And I hadn't heard about it. Apparently, Monday morning in Westport, someone had reported to authorities that there was a coyote pup on the side of the road, apparently deceased, and that it had a pair of sweatpants tied around it. And this person, who I chatted with yesterday, her name is Becky, she saw this and was concerned about what might have happened, because when she told animal control about it, animal control was unable to remove the animal's body from the road because it was on Route 177, so it's a state road, so the state highway department has to do it. So by the time they went out there to take a look at it, It had been removed by the state. But this coyote pup had sweatpants tied around its neck. And if you see something like that, your first question is, wow, what happened here? And so it's natural to want answers to it. And while you like to hope for the best that this was maybe something somebody's trying to do to help the animal, we live in a cruel world. And the possibility also is to creep in your mind that maybe somebody did something to this coyote pup. And there was a lot of potential scenarios of what could have happened. When you look at the situation, you say, well, I would like to think, and as Becky told us, I would like to think that this was somebody was moving the animal off, you know, from maybe the middle of the road to the side of the road. And obviously you don't want to touch a dead animal. So they wrapped sweatpants around it to put under the body and kind of pull it over. And then you don't want to take the sweatpants back if you just touched a dead animal with them. And so she speculated that that might have been what had happened. That's really all we said about it. But apparently the people who were involved with actually tying the sweatpants around the animal are upset with the story. So I do have plans of doing a follow-up piece, and I'm going to reach out to the young lady that tied the sweatpants around the coyote later on today. But if you're listening, you know, you can also message me. I commented on the Instagram post. But it was not the way that you are perceiving it. Nobody's accusing you of doing anything. No, we want to laud you for trying to help an animal. We want to celebrate you for your kindness. And I never understand why people get upset about a story and will comment on that story. I want you to take this story down. This is untrue, when we never said who you are in the story. Like, you just outed yourself as the person involved. We didn't say your name. And also, there's nothing to be upset about in this story. You did the right thing. We want to, and we said in the story, we hope that somebody was doing the right thing. I don't get it. But I want to reach out to them today and tell their side of things, if they will speak to me. Sometimes you have the best of intentions and they're already so upset. So we'll get to the bottom of it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Very good. And you?
I'm all right.
I'm going to comment one thing about the coyote, but that's not why I'm calling. When I read the article, it made sense to me that somebody would wrap something around it to move it.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed with that almost immediately. It made a lot of sense to me.
But you can also understand the possibility that somebody might think that there could have been something else that happened too, that maybe somebody tied the coyote up and you know, thought it was funny to watch it run around with sweatpants tied around it or something. You could see why people would have questions.
I guess the real story will come out. But the reason I'm calling is, I know I asked you the other day if you were following the trial, and you said something, you heard about it, but you're not following it. But anyway, yesterday, something in that Karen Reed, John O'Keefe trial, I mean, it's been bugging me for a long time, and yesterday really did it. That judge is so biased. She's mean. Now, I don't know, why do they give judges so much power? Now, yesterday, they had an important person testifying on the stand, and they were brought in by the defense. Now, the judge gets to make the decision of what witnesses are going to be allowed to testify in front of the jury for the defense. They removed the jury out of the courtroom, and then they let that woman take the stand. Now, she has an incredible background, incredible. They asked her questions and all, and she said, those bite marks and scratches on John O'Keefe's body came from a dog, a large dog. Now, the state is trying to prevent that woman from testifying to the jury. And the judge says, well, I'm not going to answer you today because I'll answer you on Thursday. I have to think this over. And now she gets to make the decision of who and when testimony for the defense's witnesses are going to take the stand or not. I don't like that. If this woman, if you heard her background, it's incredible. I would have chose her myself. She definitely said they came from a dog. So Karen Reed ought to be walking out of that courtroom a free woman already. That proves that the guy was attacked by the pussy was beaten up.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
Why would that prove that he was beaten up if a dog bit him? Maybe the dog bit him. Maybe the dog bit him after he was hit by the car and was laying in the driveway.
They've had testimony from emergency room doctors and also the coroner. And they were saying his eyes were swelled up like he got beat up. One of the witnesses, I saw it myself. He said, this is consistent with being beaten up. He took a beating. And what bothers me is, if she had backed up and hit him, I mean, the guy is not 2 or 3 feet tall, so the light doesn't measure up to the damage that's on his head here. So come on, common sense now. Common sense. They're trying to hang this woman. They've got so much evidence on them already.
And the concern has to be, in a case like this especially, but with anybody who is a witness for the defense, an expert witness for the defense, the judge has to make that determination, because the judge has to determine, why is this person, you know, involved in this case? Is this somebody that the defense sought out because of their expertise, or is this somebody who is looking to insert themselves in the case? And that was the question that they had about this particular doctor. Was it looked like the judge was questioning whether or not this woman was just trying to insert herself into the case, which a lot of times happens because people see a chance for themselves to get notoriety for what it is that they do, or if they own a company, this gets them, you know, something that they can put on their resume, testified in this, you know, this high profile murder case. So there's a lot of factors that the judge has to look at to make sure that the integrity of the witness is there for them. And I'm talking about not just talking about this woman, but I mean anybody in general.
No, I understand all that. But, you know, she's always at the sidebar, and she's very, very short with the defense every time they're up there. She gives the state all
Let me ask you this, Mary. How many other murder cases have you watched this intently?
Oh, I've been watching trials for many years.
Because there's been a lot of people that have commented about this that just don't understand the procedure of how a trial works.
Oh, I understand a lot of it, and I understand that I don't think a judge should be able to make that decision. If the defense...
Literally, that's in their name, judge. That's what they're there for, to judge, to decide, to determine.
But they can't judge. I don't think they should be judging every single thing.
That's there.
Every single witness that every time the defense got up to say anything, she was very short with him, sidebar. She never did that with the state. Maybe a couple of times. Come on, that woman's so biased, it's pathetic.
Now,
you know what? If she, there's enough out there, Mr. Weisberg. There's enough out there about this trial. They hate Turtle Boy too. He got arrested.
When the defense,
and he's the one that blew this thing wide open.
When the defense presents their side of it, you may see the same thing happen, you know, the other way. She may react the same way toward the Commonwealth.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I guess you'll find out, because I believe the defense starts their case on Friday. Is that the plan, I believe?
Well, she said she was going to make her decision and let them know on Thursday
right.
if she's going to allow that woman. I mean, a person with her background, if you could have just heard her background.
Because she's not making a decision today, because they're off today, so...
Yes, that's true. I guess there's no school today, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Federal holiday.
Yeah, nothing's open. No banks or nothing. Talk about the bank. I received the check. I know my time's running out. I received the check, and this happened to me 2 years ago. Now, this check yesterday, it was a gift. Okay, and my birthday's coming. It was a gift. So this happened to me 2 years ago about a different matter. I had bought a bunch of books from some guy in a flea market, and he gave me a check. So I went to the bank. That was 2 years ago. I went to the bank. It's in Fairhaven. I'll tell you the bank if you want to know. When I got there, they didn't want to cash the check because they said I wasn't a member. And if they were going to cash it, I would have to pay for them to cash it. So now I straightened that out. I'll tell you about that later. So yesterday I went to go cash this check that I just received, and it was the same bank, and I hesitated going there. So I got over there. I went in there, gave her the check. She goes, do you have a license? I said, yes, because I just renewed it last week. Gave her my new license. She goes, okay, $6. I said, $6 for what? She goes, you're not a member here. I says, ma'am, this bank was issued from, this issued this check. It came from this bank. The person that gave me this check is a member at this bank. Can't you see the check says Bank of America? I says, I want to speak to the manager. Now, I was hoping the same manager would be there that was there 2 years ago when I went there. It was a man that came out. And he wasn't happy about it either. He wanted to charge me. And so I know that he finally got rid of me by cashing the check without charging me. I agitated him enough. So now I started on her. I said, I want to speak to the manager, and I hope it's the same person that was here 2 years ago. She goes, oh, I don't know. I just started recently. So a woman came out from the back. She said the same thing. If you're not a member here, you have to pay for that service. I said, this check came from this bank, and I'm not leaving until you cash it. And I went and sat down. Yes, I did. I went and sat down, and they were all in the back talking, blah, 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 blah. And then finally they cashed it for me. $6 to cash a check that was issued by that bank. It came from there. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I was unaware. I thought if you took it to the bank that it was issued from, they cash it for you. I thought that was always the case.
Well, they gave me a hard time yesterday, and I told them they better change their attitude in here. I took a little bit. Oh, have a nice day now, ma'am. Yeah, I left with that check cash and I wasn't going to leave. Of course, I could have got arrested. I don't mind.
See,
wake them up.
I don't know how much I believe. I don't know how much I believe the story, Mary, because you said you agitated somebody, and I can't believe you agitated anybody.
Yes, I did. You have to stand your ground, and this judge ought to be fired. Sorry, I guess you're not following that trial at all because you'd see what she does.
No, I've seen it. I know what's going on, but I also will admit that I don't follow enough trials to know what's uncommon and what is common.
Well, I mean, look at the OJ trial. Look what happened with him, okay? Oh, come on.
You know what, though? I will say this. Some of the best analysis I've heard has been when Chris McCarthy has Chris Markey in as somebody who has been a prosecutor and a defense attorney. So I'm sure.
Listen to him too much. Sometimes Chris acts like a ninny, and he knows it, and I let him know about it, too. But lately, I have not called him. Oh, I have heard Charney calling. Barry's show, Chris's show, and
she's just mad at me. She's just mad at me.
So listen, Sean, you need to call now. There's no need of this. Come on, you're acting like a child, you know. When Mr. Weisberg hangs up on you, you call back the next day and give it to him again. That's all you have to do. But you can't come out here and say stuff that's not supposed to be out here, Sean. So get out here, because I want to hear what's going on in your neighborhood. I know it was about your neighborhood and the area where you live and all the slime that's out there. I want to hear the rest of it, so call back, would you?
All right, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Caller, I was saying somebody was on hold, but they just hung up. You can call back. I just got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. I actually got to take two breaks. And if you're already up at this hour anyway, maybe you naturally just get up at this hour and you're thinking to yourself, I wish there was something I could do to make some money, whether it be I need a job or I need to make some extra money or I just need to get out of the house. Well, a good way to do that is by becoming a bus driver, a bus monitor, or a van driver for Tremblay Bus Company. They're hiring for all those positions right now. And if you get the ball rolling, you could be helping kids get to school by next fall. So all you have to do to find out more information or to apply is go to tbcbus.com, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and there you can find more information. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, but I don't have a CDL, so they're not going to hire me. That's okay, because if you are willing to learn, they are willing to train you. So why not get yourself some income rolling in, but also get kids rolling to school and help them in their journey and in their education by working for Tremblay Bus Company. Again, tbcbus.com. Going to take one final break here in this hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. So we have about a minute here before we're going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll take more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500. A reminder, too, today is the last day. We're going to be picking winners to win a pair of tickets to see Bruce in the USA, one of the country's top Bruce Springsteen tribute acts, coming to the PPAC this Saturday. You can get your tickets at ppacri.org. But if you want to enter to win a pair, there's still time to do so at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We will pick our final Bruce in the USA winner a little bit later on today. So if you want to go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.